Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jason Pearson with RDO Integrated Control.
Jason Pearson, Regional Sales Manager with RDO Integrated Controls.
Now you're out of Bismarck, is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. Describe what precision agriculture is.
You know, it's analyzing the data from your crops is what it kind of boils down to, and getting the drone world right now, that's the big talk is the ag side. We've been pretty successful on the civil construction, civil engineering, mining side, agri side, and ag has been a really big focus for us, and it's been really getting exciting for that with some software that we're coming out with that help the farmers and the agronomists out in the field. So
you guys are actually developing some software?
We're not developing. We're okay. Partnering with Agrilytics out of Minnesota as a partnership to provide a solution to our the farmers and agronomists out there in the field. So
I suppose that'll be the next step for some ag companies is to bring in some computer MIS, CIS, analytics guys in-house?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the big thing is the drone, the technology out there today and the cameras, there's a lot of opportunity out there and a lot of data. It's just managing that data and getting understanding that data and implementing it in the field. So that's the big thing. That's the focus where everybody's going now. So
where are we at in the world of these drones? I mean, we've seen the quad, which is a four. This one looks like an old old bat wing type thing with one in the back. Looks like you'd wind it up with a rubber band and make it go.
It's a pound and a half. That's our EB. It's a pound and a half fixed wing drone. It covers a lot more area. So, you know, ideally that's kind of there's an interchangeable camera and different cameras in there that go with it, but that's the big, you know, that one you can cover a lot more ground. So on the aggregate side, the farm side, and as well as the mining side, you can cover a lot of ground. You know, the copter ones are more for, we've seen a lot of in structural inspections, wind towers and bridge inspections and building inspections, because you can get up close, you can hover, but a fixed wing, you can just cover a lot more ground in a short amount of time, and that's what comes into play in the ag side. And so we've seen a lot of success in that EV. We sold about more than 90 to date in our company, so we're quite familiar with the product and seen a lot of happy customers because of it. So
let's talk price on these. A lot of farmers, of course, this is going to be a new thing for them. I think last year when we spoke, $2,500 to $5,000, a lot of them are going for. Where are they at today?
And that's, you know, upwards of $10,000 to $15,000 all the way to $50,000, $60,000 you can spend on it. Depends what you want. It depends on the camera and then the battery power and the distance it can cover. And you know, some of them have up to 6-7 cameras, 8 cameras on it for inspection. So it just depends on what application you're using, whether it's ag, whether it's using civil construction, whether it's using structural engineering for inspection. There's so many different options out there that the price is depends on what you need, what kind of business need you have, and you can spread it, you know, you can spend about any kind of money you want for it. And then another big part of it is the software afterwards, the post-processing software. That's a big part of it. There's a lot of data in there, and managing that data and computing that data is a big part of it. So you spend on the drone, and then you spend on the software to finish out what you're using the data for. So
how about somebody who had like 240 acres of sunflowers? Would this EB work, or would
absolutely.
You have to?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. So price-wise, it's all across the board, but, you know, I recommend the fixed wing. I mean, that's what we cover, as much acreage as you can is the most important thing, and you're going to get plenty of data with that. So,
to listen to the full-length interview with Jason Pearson with RDO Integrated Controls, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit CafeCapitalism.com. That's CafeCapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit CafeCapitalism.com. That's CafeCapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
On our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a 3-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.